with no further ado, we're going to let you do the topic, and you can take it from here, Bill.
Everyone has got the two lists you sent, I believe.
I just sent those out. I have no real total idea of who the audience is, and if I'm going to say something that you already know, well, I'm sorry about that, and I'll just kind of talk about what I my experience with homeschoolers and what I've done in the past. I've been trying to get homeschoolers for a number of years. I dealt with databases, and I actually still purchase databases for Perry County. I felt that databases and some of the things we had that went to the home were perfect for homeschoolers, absolutely fit them directly. And yet, like so many other things, people did not know about them. Libraries have a tendency not to market themselves very well. And so I decided that I would try to find out about how to get to homeschooling. And the first stop in doing that is actually to go to the WHO site, the Washington Homeschoolers Organization site. I have put up there the site and also various contact information, regional support groups on that are the ones in various different regions that are connected with the school group. Homeschoolers are not a tight-knit group. They are very loosely organized. In fact, in my experience with them, not all of them, but many of them, are somewhat skittish about big institutions and about authority, about schools, and about a lot of different things. So they are pretty loosely organized, and it was difficult to get them together in one place. They tend to be spread out in homes and other places, and so what I try to do is to find various ways to do it. They do have some regional organizations. There's some in Perry County, which I found out about. I called the people up who are involved with this and got on their list to go out and talk to them to try to tell them what we had. And talk to my mates that they actually absolutely nothing about what we had. And this is amazing because, libraries are their only resource. I would have thought they would have made themselves aware, but they did not. So one of the first things I did was talk to the people. I then, since I'm close by to, you can see in under D there, the Washington Homeschoolers Convention. That convention is held in Chihuahua, which is close to us right here, at the fairgrounds, the Washington State Fairgrounds, every year. To thousands of people attend, and I go there and have a booth. They don't charge very much for a nonprofit organization. And this year I was there with the Kuala Library. And we more or less are there kind of talking to everyone, not just the ones from Pierce County, but even ones from Eastern Washington and two places. And they'll come by and say, well, no, I know you're Prince County, but we tried the local library. And I would try to get them enthused about it. And hopefully there was a little bit of awareness there, a little bit of awareness in my talking to the regional groups. Because once I started talking to them, then I heard from some individual families who wanted to come in and get a short rundown of what we had. And so I was doing it individual family by individual family. And I think I have gotten to a great many of them, and I think I have made some progress. We talked about the databases, of course, but we also talked about the books that they could get and the other material. There were two areas in which they were particularly interested. Most homeschoolers, nobody, every homeschooler, were particularly interested. And that was homework help, where they could get to a live tutor, and what was called, or still called, Rosetta Stone, which is online foreign language stuff. These are two things that the individuals, mostly parents, cannot easily teach to kids, most of them. they do, many of them do not have a foreign language, many of them do not have advanced math skills. So when the kids start getting into middle school, especially into high school, they start getting left behind as being able to teach these kids what they should be taught. And so they're looking for aids, and in this case, the homework help and the Rosetta Stone were seen as possible. Just recently, Rosetta Stone has announced that it is no longer going to be selling its product to the libraries. So we're going to have to try a barrel log, which is another one, or something else in that direction. I think it has been somewhat of a success by my client getting in touch with these people, but it's just an ongoing, continual, constant thing. Anything you do in marketing, anytime you do anything where you're reaching out to people, reaching out once or having a campaign that lasts 6 months or even a year isn't enough. You just have to, after you win once, you start up another one. It's just exactly like if you were advertising soap in some way. You've got to continue to do it constantly. And so I'm starting up again and getting in touch with various people, wanting to get in touch with individuals sometimes do it one person at a time. Always welcome them to come in and talk to us and see if I can get as many to come in as possible to reach that. But it's very difficult thing to do, as I said, but I've had some success. So that's where I'm at now. As far as the, as you can see below, there are some free sites that I have included for homeschoolers. The free sites involving the Homebook Center and Multnomah, I put them at number one because those are sites that, that site is particularly well done, it's particularly well kept up. It, all the sites are connected, they're very well combined, and I thought it was actually the best homework center one around.
Does that require a card, Bill?
No, it requires no card. You just go right into the site and go into that particular thing. Requires nothing. All it is a website, basically.
And what do you mean by that?
Website is you go in and it's a collection of sites that they have organized by subject in a number of different ways. And by homework topics, basically like American history, animals of the arts, computers and inventing, Benjamin, costumes, clothing, that kind of thing. And under each one of these subject headings are free sites that they have chosen. And in many cases annotated and are pretty good. And one of the free ones that they have down there is other homework reference resources. That is the second one under Multnomah URL. And that one goes into other ones outside of the ones that are found in Multnomah. I put in a couple, some that are not actually found in that outside site. And that is the Google Directory for Kids and Teens. There used to be a free site on the web called Open Directory, which has kind of got stuck in there. Google, you know, gets some close to get something. And it was developed by volunteers who collected sites from all over the world. And they created this open directory of sites, a directory of humanly devised group of sites. And Google took it up and put it together with its own software and created the Kids and Teens section, which is basically sites that have been selected for kids and teens. And it's pretty all the way around the world, and worth looking at to be new.
Okay, I have a question for you, Bill.
Yeah.
What about when you have this, do you have links on your library's webpage to this homework center, or do you maintain your own links?
We maintain our own links, but we also have links to the homework center.
Okay, so you do point to that. So that's something that you
have to take advantage of all the different ones we point to.
So you put that up on your webpage, okay. Or you point to it.
Yeah, we point to it.
Okay.
Kitclick was started with a grant by a library back in New York. It now is maintained by the library school of San Jose and is maintained by librarians for it's pretty well up to date and a pretty good site. The library's index to the internet is probably, you might know about this, but LII is a site that's been having a little bit of trouble, but it's going pretty good. And is a really well done site of collection of databases. I think it's there mainly because it has Washington State databases collected with it has Washington Library. The school with hot topics issues is a collection of pro and cons on hot issues like abortion and alcohol and teenagers and cloning and so forth. There is a site that paid for a site that we have from Yale called Opposing Viewpoints, which is extremely good. This one is not as good as that, but it is free. And we'll help kids who got a topic for debate or topic they're interested in taking a position on. Yahoo Kids used to be Yahoo Kids, but Yahoo's changed it a little bit, but it's still having good general overall kids site. And Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, is controversial in some ways because it is an encyclopedia that has been created by by a bunch of group of various different individuals and by frankly groups from around the United States and the world who are anonymous and may have authority or may not. So it's very controversial, although various studies have thought it to be as accurate in many cases or nearly so as maybe the encyclopedia Britannica.
Okay, well, I'm gonna jump in since you seem to be at the end of your list and ask if the group has any lists that they would, any sites that they use for homeschoolers. And maybe our homeschooling people have some experience could contribute here.
Sure.
Any other sites?
This is Holly Palouse. I don't have that list, but I'll tell you what that I refer people to is about.com. And go into education, and it's got some good little things in there.
Yeah, that's a good site. It's still growing. It was for a while. It was difficult having some of those times.
Other sites that people have used or like or feel comfortable with? I'm also going to remind everybody that we're going to try to. I'd like to talk. And Bill is probably laughing silently here. But I'm going to try to pause and give you 5 seconds, and it's going to be hard for me to not fill the void. But so when I ask a question, I'm going to consciously pause, because I think there is a voice lag. So we're going to just let you know there's going to be some dead space while I wait for response. Okay? Because otherwise I'm going to jump in. So,
this is Linda from Grandview. I have a homeschooler on my library board, and she's been a good source to, you know, because she's kind of a spokesman for the ones in the area.
Right.
And she does have a database, but I don't have it here before me, which refers them to a bibliography of quality books.
Well, that could be a number of different things, and which one that would be.
The only problem with it is that quite a few of them are out of print, and there's a lot of pressure for me to locate and purchase these, and I'm having trouble finding about a quarter of them.
Right. The homeschoolers are a very conservative group.
Some are.
They are a group that, and unlike going for the newest fashion in education, you're more likely to want to go backward to the good old days of education. In fact, if you've been to the homeschoolers' fair, there's many of the vendors were selling products extolling the virtues of old-time education and the 3 R's and getting back to basics and that kind of thing. So they offer us using texts that are old. and hard to find, except maybe by going to OCAT and getting an interlibrary loan. And some of them are resold in various different places.
But most people here don't want to use interlibrary loan because they want to be able to refer these books over and over.
Over and over again, yeah.
Well, then Amazon and that long tail of buying them through Powell's or something like that might be the only way that they would have to find them direct. Is there...
And bookfinder.com.
Two.
Are places where you can find out-of-print books on a variety of prices.
Okay. Are there any other comments here that would like to chime in?
I would like to chime in. This is Leanne Charlotte, the homeschooling mom from Thurston County. And, well, what he's saying is that about many homeschoolers being very suspect of large entities, bureaucracies, whatever, I would have to concur with that. But I often feel underrepresented as a homeschooler being someone who is quite liberal. And I have a master's degree in education and really appreciate forward-moving educational methods, terms, hands-on activities, integrated curriculum, and feel that I am often not represented in that way as though other homeschoolers who also feel that way. Now, given that at least 60% of the homeschoolers that you will meet are doing so often for religious reasons, and come from a very conservative perspective, you know, what he's saying is not based in anything that, you know, I think is very accurate, but there is also the people out there that are like me. And I just don't want librarians to forget that. I get in that position.
It is, I was just making a general statement.
And I agree with it.
Yeah, it's, there are... Homeschoolers are very independent people as well, so you're liable to be many different kinds.
Correct.
Pamela Logan from Liberty Lake, you'll get in here. As places for you to be finding some of these books that your homeschoolers are requesting, if you you can go either online or request a homeschool catalog from ChristianBooks.com. They have a massive catalog that has all most of the stuff that these people are looking for. That's usually where they will go to make up their list for books. And there's also another outfit called Veritas Press that a lot of homeschoolers use their curriculum, and they have lots and lots of support materials, and oftentimes they are new editions or new reprints of some of these older books that you're having a hard time finding.
Could you spell that one that starts with a V?
Yeah. V-E-R-I-T-A-S. Veritas, Latin for truth. Veritas Press.
Okay. Another resource that people should consider is the public schools and the public school libraries. And developing that relationship is can be very significant in addressing the needs of homeschoolers. Because by law, the state, we all pay our state taxes, so we don't necessarily access public schools. The public schools have a lot of online resources to help parents. And if a homeschooler is just the least bit persistent and knows their rights, they can also access all of those resources as well, and the text.
And homeschoolers also have lots of homeschool magazines that they work out of, both from a conservative viewpoint and from a modern viewpoint, progressive viewpoint. It all depends. They wouldn't be combined probably in one magazine, but there's some homeschool magazines that cater to one group and then others that cater to other groups.
Yeah, there are all kinds of homeschoolers. I didn't want to give the idea that there was just one group. There are Muslim homeschoolers, there are Christian homeschoolers, there are progressive homeschoolers. So all different kinds. There is one thing that I was pursuing, and I thought maybe I just mentioned to everybody as one thought. And you could, I don't know where everybody is in all the different counties and so forth, but I was in the Snow Isle Library site. Snow Isle is a very system with a wonderful database that can be used. And they have a policy that I had to call and ask about, and I'm still not quite sure, so you might double check me on this, because it is not our system. but it's kind of unique, and I thought I'd make you aware of it. And the policy is stated this way: if you are not a resident of the Snow Isle Library District, but you live in a community in Washington State that financially supports the library of its own, you are eligible for a free Snow Isle Library card. That's what they say on this site, and I called them up, and they verify that. So that if you pay tax into the library locally, you should be able to get a Snow Isle card, which would mean that you or your patron would have access to their database.
That's not true.
It's not true.
No, we at Pondere County, where I came from, this is Janet, and at Pondere County, where I came from, we also have that same type of policy where you get a free card. It's free if they come in to the library to use the databases. It's not free from home. I had a big contention with all of the vendors that I dealt with, and I got information from the state library that I couldn't do this, so we had to create a separate library card for these people who were not living in the county so that they would have access to our website and links on our website, but they could not get the databases because you're paying according to the population or FTEs or something of your county, and so they can't get to the databases, or if they can, I'm surprised. we have to stop doing it.
I am surprised about that too, because I have to have a Snow Isle card. I also have a King County card. I also have a Timberland card and a Kitsap card. That's sort of a card collector. And on each of those, I get into the database.
Well, you are getting into the database. We were giving them out too, because your card, so we had to create a separate card that was not given to the vendors of these databases so that it doesn't work, because your card's going to work for these databases, because that's how it works.
Well, that's interesting information. So, because they do have a wonderful, they do have marvelous things, and I guess this is just one of those things that it says that at the State Library we need to continue to work to make these wonderful resources available.
Right.
And I think that's something that is a push of the State Library and the State Library, you know, that's why we have database licensing committees in an attempt to bring down the cost of these things. It's funny, I just literally screeched in the door and I was bawled out by my optometrist. My optometrist goes to the Charles Library, and he said, how come I didn't know about all, he literally lectured me for 10 minutes while he did my eyes, and said he didn't know about all these wonderful resources. He said, how come you librarians aren't better at getting out in the community? These are wonderful resources. How come I didn't know about it? I had to listen to this because I needed my eyes checked. But I thought in some ways it just shows how wonderful these resources are, and we need to make due diligence in getting the word out to everybody. Nath, or two homeschoolers who have experience, how did you find out about the databases? Did you know about them, or did you have to come in and get them? Did you know about these things in the library? Did you assume we would have it? What was your experience?
This is Leanne. I did not assume that you had it, but we are such voracious users of the library, there's no way we couldn't run into them.
Mm-hmm. And how did you run into them? I mean, how did you first find out that we had that report?
Being in the library, looking something up, not being able to find it, asking a reference librarian, and then saying, here, this is the resource that's available.
So you actually had to, you couldn't bump into it, it wasn't intuitive on your catalog, you had to ask somebody?
Correct. That's how I found it. And
she'd be in Timberland, of course.
Yeah, I'm in the Timberland Library System. And, you know, not that it's not there and accessible over the website, because once I had done it when I was sitting there at the library with a librarian, I was like, oh, you know, I've always seen that stuff but never had the time to go explore it. So it was in that moment of need. With a reference librarian sitting next to me. But we are, you know, we get to the library twice a week. My kids are on a first name basis with the librarian.
Okay. So, Pamela, I suppose your experience, because you are a trained librarian, you probably were expecting this stuff. What was your experience when you dealt with other people who were homeschoolers? What did they know about the library?
Okay. Well, I stopped school 12 years ago. I'm a little bit older, I think, than...
No, I'm old. I just had my kids late.
So, yeah.
We're experienced. We're not old.
Right now. So they didn't have databases at the libraries then.
But did local schoolers think of the library as a resource?
Oh yeah, heavily. And I was also the children's librarian, so I dealt with the homeschoolers then too, and looked for materials to help them. So yeah, I scoured the catalogs and to see what we could provide for them. Of course, we couldn't provide curriculum, but we could provide curriculum support just like we do for everybody else in the community. So that's where my emphasis was back then. In the library that I'm at now, we are still trying to make inroads into the homeschool community because, as your speaker says, they're very hard to break into that group unless you're actually a homeschooler yourself.
This is Carlotta. Back when we were discussing the databases and did the auto database thing, I created a flyer that described all of the databases that we have access to and how to get a hold of them, how to access them, because our website is not very intuitive that way. They have to actually go through the public library in order to access a lot of the materials. Anyway, on creating that, I passed it out to several people, and they have been pretty excited about it.
Well, that's wonderful, Carlotta. Carlotta's from a county library, but apparently you cooperate in a website through the city library.
We are a consortium, and we also have a community college and a public library with us.
Oh, that's right, Walnut.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, maybe now that I've interrupted Bill's talk, can I go back to you, Bill? Do you have other things on your list that you want to continue with?
That was pretty much what I had. And all I would suggest is that you try every option that you possibly can if you've only got a little bit of a few databases. I don't know how many people have eLibrary, which you should be connected up as a package with ProQuest. But eLibrary has a lot of different things. And one of the advantages of eLibrary is you're able to set a grade level, reading level. And it's sometimes helpful in searching for magazines and articles. I found it useful for looking for pictures as well. Sometimes when the library's filter access quite heavily, Google makes filters, Google Images, some other place filters quite heavily. And so using the database in the library and just going into their images, you're able to get some images for kids for the reports, and it's useful in that way, just as an example. So that would be one way of taking a close look for what you have and of course the books. I have to say that those that do not have the databases will have to make the best use of the free ones. And in fact, what's very interesting is that that's exactly what kids are doing these days anyway. And whether the databases will remain as viable as they are right now is dependent on how much use they get and how much support they get from libraries. Most of the kids that I talk to are more likely to try to Google it or to get it on Wikipedia. I was in the Google Earth the other day, which allows you to move around the Earth and go to various spots through. And when you do, certain things light up, and you can click on them, and what you get is a Wikipedia article about the Rift Valley in Africa. And so they're all interconnected. And I'm wondering about where references is going to go with this, but I do see it moving away from books. And how long reference books are going to be around, I
I'm, this is Carolyn Peterson, and I'm guessing within 5 to 10 years they won't publish them in paper because they can get too much money charging us yearly for it online.
I read an article about that on the recent Publishers Weekly about publishing reference how it's changed and how they've tried to make them entertaining as gift books as well as being reference books instead of being serious stuff anymore. They want it to be entertaining. So there's a movement and a change in that area. That's my viewpoint.
Mm-hmm. Any questions directly of Bill that anyone has?
I have to have a suggestion. You were wondering how to reach out to homeschoolers and make them aware of these databases. At least within our library, the way we reach out to high school homeschoolers is we manage the library because homeschoolers often do and put brochures out and just advertise. I've been a member of 3 different homeschooling groups within this community, and so there's just a little brochure there that says, you know, the Learning Web homeschool group or the DLC homeschool group or the EDUCAT homeschool group, and those things fly out of the brochure area in the library. So if, and I know for a fact, if there was a brochure there that said databases for homeschoolers available through your library, those would fly out as well.
Yeah, I think that those are good ideas and things to try.
And I also really commend you in using those local community, first talking to the regional groups, and then being willing to speak with individual families. Then within the homeschool community, that word of mouth can steamroll, or a domino effect, and you will reach people most effectively that way. And also being aware that, their kids grow up and they move on, and there's a new crop coming up that doesn't necessarily know. So their ongoing efforts are really worthwhile as well.
It's not going to end. It's just something that's just going to have to continue to do all the time. And a lot of times you do not know how effective you are. You will do a talk, you will give out brochures, and they've all disappeared. The best way would be, of course, to keep track of the usage of your database that has gone up from the time you started until now. And the only way to approach that.
One thing about eLibrary, which Bill mentioned, I think all of you are entitled to have access to that if you have chosen to do so. And if you haven't, you might want to consider, because it's part of the ProQuest package, as far as I understand.
It is part of the ProQuest package. I am not aware, I'm only aware from my particular point of view, but there is a package and it involves a number of different databases. eLibrary is one of those databases. The other one is eLibrary Elementary, which I find not as useful as eLibrary.
Bill is being polite.
Don't
ever ask a children's librarian what they think of it.
No, it's not very good.
Very good.
But I just don't see the number of hits on that. What you can do with eLibrary is to set the reading level so you can make it a children's library database anyway. And so it's really not, I don't see the advantage there. Various other databases that you can get to, and I'm trying to find the one that I'm looking for.
CultureGrams and Ethnic News Watch and Alternative Press.
Ethnic News Watch and the...
That's all free if you just...
Yeah, the alternative one might be one to be careful about because it does have alternative things involving homosexuality and other things, but the one that the others are really quite good, especially CultureGrams.
Mm-hmm. Yes, CultureGrams is is an excellent high school kids love that.
It even has recipes from the various countries. I remember long ago that used to be such a trouble. We need a recipe from Bulgaria. Oh, no.
That's still going on.
Well, try culture graphs, because they've got a couple of recipes from each country in the thing.
A culture graph is came out of the book, like most of these things, and it was a private company in Salt Lake City, and it was originally set up by a group from the Mormon Church. They would give each of the young people going out on a mission a little bit about each country, about their mores and culture and so forth. And so they had on each country a sort of a breakdown of that country and its various customs. And they turned that into a book, and then it's come out every year, and now it's also has a kid edition and also has a state edition. So it covers states as well.
Well, we're closing in on 10 o'clock by our clock here, so I will give people one last chance to ask any specific questions of Bill.